Dr. Mitch Earlywine is the author of Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence. We have links to the book at normalaudio-com. Dr. Earlywine is also on Normal's advisory board and generously joins us each Wednesday here on the Audio Stash. We have a new archive of all of our interviews with Mitch. Just visit normalaudio-com. Mitch, welcome back to the program. Thanks again for sharing your insight with us today.
Always a pleasure.
Mitch, we've received a number of emails from our listeners regarding the subject of secondhand marijuana smoke and its possible health effects. Tobacco smokers and perhaps all of society are pretty well versed in the seemingly serious effects of secondhand cigarette and tobacco smoke. Now, does secondhand marijuana smoke pose some of the same risks as well?
As it turns out, Chris, even the environmental tobacco smoke literature isn't crystal clear on how damaging it is. I know there are laws in California and New York and other states suggesting that you shouldn't smoke in certain places because it's going to harm the health of other people. In fact, some recent studies, one done in Spain and another one recently published in a journal called Inhalation Toxicology, suggests that maybe environmental tobacco smoke isn't even as bad as we once thought. The literature on environmental marijuana smoke is practically non-existent, but when you start thinking about particulate matter and places where you can smoke marijuana out in the open air, it shouldn't be much of a concern. Obviously, if you're sitting in a hot box with four friends who are all getting high inside a car with the windows rolled up, you're going to get some impact of that secondhand smoke. There's no two ways about it. But both the environmental tobacco smoke and the environmental marijuana smoke suggest that it's probably not as big an issue as we once thought when you think about things like pulmonary function, symptoms of bronchitis, problems with wheezing, or other more serious diseases. It's just not as big an issue as we once thought.
Mitch, in a lot that I have seen regarding secondhand tobacco smoke, there seems to be this mix of toxic chemicals that you inhale and are not absorbed by the body and are then blown back out. How does cannabis smoke compare in its makeup?
In fact, marijuana smoke and tobacco smoke are pretty comparable when it comes to particulate matter. It's just that the biggest toxin in tobacco smoke, nicotine, is, of course, completely absent in marijuana. So you don't have any of the toxicity associated with nicotine in the marijuana smoke. But all the other particulate matter, the things that usually have an impact on respiratory function, are going to be there. It's not as severe in part because of just the way marijuana is smoked. People who smoke tobacco often have, you know, a lit cigarette going all the time. Smoking of cannabis is always generally a pretty fixed, limited time of exposure. Of course, the opportunity to use the vaporizer comes up yet again. Here's a gizmo that can heat cannabis to a temperature where the cannabinoids and THC and other important elements are all there, but none of that particulate matter is going to show up in the vapor that comes out of a vaporizer.
I think it's amazing, you know, when you observe people using a vaporizer, that when they inhale from the bag, they don't exhale any smoke per se. You know, the expression on their face is that they're billowing out a thick cloud of smoke from their lungs, but there's nothing visible at all.
Even the vaporizers that don't use a bag that still have a heating element tend to have at most a very light blue mist when it's not turned up too high. And that's actually something that's a little hard for people to realize, is if they don't see anything coming out of their mouths, they think they're not getting the active matter, when in fact they really are. And in fact, if you do see smoke coming out of your vaporizer, odds are high you've got it turned up too high.
You mentioned something very interesting earlier about the toxicity of nicotine. Last week we spoke about cannabinoid and THC's non-toxicity. You know, perhaps I wasn't fully aware about how toxic nicotine itself is. This is what we smoke cigarettes to deliver into our bodies. But I always thought it was, you know, everything else in cigarettes that was toxic, but it's the nicotine as well.
Not just toxic in the mild sense. Nicotine is potentially lethal. Nicotine is used as a pesticide in some countries. There have been cases where people have been using nicotine-based pesticides and it's absorbed through the skin. They end up in the emergency room with, you know, heartbeats out, you know, the roof and things like that. And then they'll end up going home and putting the same clothes on that they had before that had been, you know, stained with this nicotine. and sure enough, end up back in the emergency room just a few hours later. It's extremely toxic, extremely lethal, and incredibly rapid acting, like almost all the stimulants.
Mitch, let's talk about something important here, and that's smoking tobacco and cannabis. Do those who smoke pot and cigarettes face any unique health risks?
It turns out the combination can be worse than just smoking tobacco, and it's markedly, markedly worse than just smoking cannabis. So when you look at how hard people can blow air out and other pulmonary tests, the folks who smoke cannabis and cigarettes always do markedly worse than folks who smoke cannabis alone. And often folks who smoke cannabis alone are no different from folks who don't smoke anything at all. So the respiratory impact of cigarettes is just way, way worse.
Okay, Mitch, one final question today, because I've heard so much about this sort of anecdotally out there. Can smoking cannabis help you quit smoking tobacco? I mean, is there any science out there on this one?
As you can imagine, the National Institute of Health has not been behind research on this topic. I have a number of clinical reports of folks saying that as well, but I don't think it's a good idea. There are some really good ways to quit smoking cigarettes, even without these various pharmaceutical implements like the gum or the patch or anything like that. It's a nasty drug, though, and the bottom line is you have to stay away from cigarettes because of their respiratory impact. But long-term effects on things that people wouldn't normally think of, like it's giving you wrinkles and making you have poor circulation in your body and things like that. Over a long time, nicotine really takes its toll. Marijuana really doesn't. I always give everybody my, you know, respiratory harm reduction lecture, and that's there's no need to hold hits. The idea that you're going to hold a hit in a long time and somehow get higher, that seems to really only come from just holding your breath. So if you want to do that, by all means, blow the smoke out first and then hold your breath. And the vaporizer is really your friend. I really like to see these become more and more popular and become more a tacit assumption in all the marijuana culture that everybody would vaporize rather than smoke, just to protect the lungs of everybody involved.
Dr. Mitch Earlywine is author of the book, Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence. We have links to it at normalaudiostash.com. Mitch, thanks once again for joining us today and sharing your wisdom and expertise with our listeners.
I really, really enjoy these talks, and I'm looking forward to next week.
We have a new archive of all of our talks with Dr. Earlywine. Link up at normalaudiostash.com.